News Talks at B. It is now 6:07, and the Finance Minister, Stephen Joyce, is with us once again on this Monday. And Minister, good evening.
Evening, Larry. So How are you?
I'm good. The key message from the convention over the weekend was what? The economy is tracking okay?
The key message is that we need the economy to keep tracking okay, to deliver the sort of things that Kiwis want and need, the investment in infrastructure, the investment in public services, and the investment of family incomes. And you don't get any of those things without a strong and growing economy. And our plan is delivering that, and we need it to continue to deliver that.
And you're promising tax cuts. Is that a promise? And who are they aimed at? Middle-income earners or those over 70K?
Well, the first thing we've got to do is get through the ones we've already got, of course, because the Labor Party are making noises about cancelling if they get into office. So I think the first thing is to get through to April 1 next year to make sure what's already there actually happens. And that's the first thing. In terms of after that, as we've said, it depends on whether we get more room. At the moment, we don't have more room, but if we keep the New Zealand economy growing strongly, then we would have potentially more room, and our intention would be to do a second round if we get the chance to.
Minister, the Barclay episode, did that overshadow the convention? I mean, why has that not damaged the party?
I don't think it has overshadowed at all. In fact, what was interesting for me was just how strong and focused the delegates were, perhaps partly because of last week's events, sort of reminded them what an election campaign's all about and the level of focus you have to have and how hard you have to work. So in a funny way, it probably meant that the conference was a bit more energised and a bit more focused than it might have been otherwise.
But with the Prime Minister contradicting some of his previous statements, I mean, I'm curious why the board gave Barclay the all clear to stand again anyway.
Well, ultimately, that's up to them. And in fact, what they did was work with the local electorate and then basically handed it over to the electorate, which is how our selections work. And they've sort of been jealously guarded by that ever since I've been involved. The word is, you know, it's been very clear. The electorates, particularly the ones that have enough members, they determine who gets elected, and they had a big go-round on that. And they reselected them. And that's the way it works.
Right, but the board must have known about all these things before they ticked it all off.
Oh, well, the board had obviously there was, as we know, it's a fallout between two parties. I'm sure the board heard two sides of the story and decided that the right thing was for the electorate to make its decision.
America's Cup, as finance minister, we've got to win it, of course. This is going to cost to defend, isn't it?
Well, I'm superstitious, Larry. I don't even want to get into that until they win it. You may recall I was in San Francisco last time. In fact, I arrived just before we were in this exact position. I watched them win one race and then lose 7 or 8. So let's get past that and then let's deal with any questions about what would happen next once we get through tomorrow or whenever it next happens.
Right, and if they do, it will be a significant cost, won't it, Minister, to run this thing in Auckland?
Oh, I'm just being too superstitious to even engage with you on
that.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I just want to see the buggers win.
All right, we'll talk about that next week. So Winston Peters is saying that royalties and GST from tourism, etc., should be going back to the regions. What do you say?
Well, they already do, because the money that he's talking about is part of the government's tax take, which goes throughout the country. And ironically, if he did what he was suggesting, it would probably reduce the amount that goes into individual regions, particularly those that need it. Because if you bear in mind that a fair bit of the tourist money is spent in your Aucklands and your Wellingtons and your Christchurches, if you've actually made it go back to the region that it was spent in, then they'd probably end up getting more money than they're getting through things like the Tourism Infrastructure Fund now, which is targeted at smaller regions. So he's not thought it through. He'd end up actually sending more money back probably to the three major centres and to Queenstown. I'm not sure that was actually his intention. The other thing to point out is, of course, that's depending on whether it's just international tourists or includes domestic tourists. If it's international, that's about $1 billion a year. If it's domestic tourists, it'd be about $2.8 billion a year. And that's all money that would have to come out of the government's account some other way, because that money is being spent on health services and education and those sorts of things. And he's suggesting it might just go straight to the local councils, which would be nice for them. But, of course, then you'd have to make up the money somewhere else.
Thank you. That is the Finance Minister, Stephen Joyce. It's coming up 6:12. Fran O'Sullivan, the head of business at NZME, is going to talk about